Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, Thomas, you were kind enough to bring to us, to later feet, a fun game. Would you like to explain to our listeners what this game will pertain?
Bring us the game, Thomas.
I bring good tidings. All right. Yeah, this is a game that we started playing on our channel and people were really responding to it. I, myself, am a fan of anime, a casual fan. You all are pretty familiar with anime.
Yeah.
I mean,
you wear sweatpants to watch it. I get it. Yeah. Casual fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Thomas, I don't want to be an asshole. If you're a real fan of anime, you'd call yourself a fanime, but,
yeah, no, see, this is why I can't call myself a fanime at all, because I don't know a lot of the anime that's out there.
Sure.
And this particular game was actually instituted by my friends, who said, "Hey, you know what? I bet your followers know a lot more anime than you do." And I basically challenged them to send me either prompts of real plots to anime that actually exist out there in the world.
Ooh.
Or plots that they themselves made up. And then they basically, my friend threw them all at me and I had to decide which ones were real, which ones were fake. Sometimes there were punishments involved, sometimes rewards. But, you know, it's how YouTube basically works. You got to throw in those sweet, sweet rewards and juicy, juicy punishments.
Love it.
So now, go ahead.
I'm not so much of a fan of anime. I guess I don't want to toot my own horn, but I like a certain subsect of anime.
Casey, enter horn tooting.
Which is the one where they're all naked and they have real big boobs in their fucking...
Yeah, we're going to bleep all hentai. Of that out.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of an anime snob. I actually like hentai. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it.
The octopus tentacle go in the holes.
Big fan of the Whitney Houston cover of that. Hentai will always love you.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that is right up our alley. Yeah. Okay. Hello.
I also love Madonna's anime. If we wrote some anime. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Such a good
song. I want to do one. No,
yeah,
it's fine.
Go ahead.
No. Thomas, it's okay. I actually, you're probably busy. You're probably so busy, Thomas. So we can.
I love anime. Top favorite anime, Rick and Morty, obviously. Then the
classic
Simpsons,
anime. Yeah.
Futurama, big anime for me.
Family Guy, those classic
Family
fight
Guy
scenes.
Anime. Yeah.
Oh, I also love Billy Joel, One Punch Girl. I've been living with a One Punch Girl.
Jesus Christ.
I'm glad I didn't put that on part of the test. That's great.
Jesus Christ.
You, Adel, would have gotten that one right. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Does Adel know anything beyond the title?
Well, it's One Punch Man, but I mean, I can glean that he can
There's
knock people out with one punch.
Here. Yeah, sure.
No, this is good though. I did not know how much experience any of you might actually have with anime.
I can say my experience because my wife's little brother turned us on in the middle of the pandemic to what's the one where
One Piece?
No. Battle on Titan, Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah.
And we watched like four seasons of Attack on Titan, and I'm not a big anime fan, to be honest, but I really did enjoy my time watching Attack on Titan.
Wow. See, I haven't even seen that one yet. I'd be very interested.
It's very cool. I recommend it. It's like spooky, and there's a good story. Now, the thing about anime, and I'm sorry, this is the part that turns me off, and I think it's like a part that some people like really love about anime, but it's every reaction to anything anyone says is at a 10 in anime, and there's always like a gasp. And I'm like, gasp, I can't do it.
There was 2 years. There was 2 years when I was in high school where Dragon Ball Z played on Cartoon Network after school, and I've probably spent 12 hours of my life listening to Vegeta go,
I will admit it's half the reason why I listen to Hey Riddle Riddle, because I live for any time Adel goes,
him choking on his laugh.
It's the best. Literally the best.
That's my medical condition.
I've never put that together, but that's your anime sound.
That is the anime sound.
is your anime sound.
I'm Pickle.
Yeah. Well, someone who is very overdramatic and loves attention, that makes a lot of sense to me and is not a turnoff for the medium at all.
I'm going to have anime reactions through the whole episode.
See? That's how I react to anything. And so it makes sense.
Aaron, you could probably relate to me when I get really nervous. I get a gigantic teardrop that forms over my forehead to really showcase that I'm embarrassed by something I just did.
Are we related?
I think so. We all relate to anime. But yes, so I've put together a few, well, more than a few prompts here from anime. And I will also say, if we get around to it, I'm not sure if we'll get around to it, but in the off chance you wanted to switch it up, I did actually. We had an offshoot where we did real or fake superheroes, and we actually had people send me prompts to either real superheroes that actually have existed and were created, or ones that they just made up. So if you wanted to switch it up near the end for some variety, I've got
that one's also very wild cool. to me too, because I just had this experience because I'm watching the show Moon Knight, which at time of recording is probably new episodes are still coming out, and I saw Moon Knight and Mariah was like, what is Moon Knight? Do you know a Moon Knight? And I'm like, I don't know Moon Knight. And I'm like Googling Moon Knight to be like, what is a Moon Knight? Should I know this before?
What is
and
a Moon Knight?
So much of the shit is from like 1971, and it was just like eight like men smoking cigarettes in a room being like, what if there's a knight and his name is Moon Knight and he's an Egyptian magic is his thing. Yeah. And someone's like, write it down. I don't care.
Well, it's funny. I'm a fan of, that's one of my favorite superheroes. And the original is like, he's a schizophrenic Egyptian cab driver. And now they're like, he's a museum gift shop employee. And he hears a voice that's not, it's not a medical condition. He just hears, they've really sort of softened it for TV.
They did. I know that they changed it to him being a museum because he's right now, spoiler alert, I think he's one of his alter egos currently, the British alter ego, which is supposedly supposed to be like this wealthy, almost Bruce Wayne-esque character. Yeah. So they kind of made him a little bit more relatable so that because he was already compared to kind of like a Marvel's Batman even back then.
Yeah, it's amazing that I've never heard of this person. And he's like, he was Marvel's Batman. And I'm like, well, I don't think so, because Batman's Batman. So I wouldn't say he's Marvel's Batman.
I think it was like their attempt at a Marvel Batman.
Yeah.
Which says at most.
JPC, real quick, just not even to start the game. True or false, there's a comic recently that features Batman versus Elmer Fudd.
It got to be true.
It's true.
Why wouldn't there be?
Have we run out of ideas as a people? Are we done? Oh my God, we made it to the bottom of the barrel of humanity.
Yeah, there's a DC hero somewhere out there whose name is like Jawbone or something, and he's like at the bar, and he's like, hey, by the way, I'm DC's Iron Man, and people are like, okay,
sure. Buddy.
Sure, Jawbone. You're DC's Iron Man. Fine.
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah. That's like Darkseid being like, I'm basically Thanos, and people are like, sure, buddy, sure.
Great.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Sure you are.
Oh man, I want to go to that club. That sounds like a hoot.
Oh, man. Right, I'm ready to play. I'm also ready to play.
I'm ready to
play. All right. Boom. All right. So I'm going to put on my prompt-given voice here. So again, would you guys like me to read the usernames of the people that wrote these prompts out, or do you think
I think get some credit. Yeah,
just to get the credit.
If they don't mind, then it's fine with us.
Okay. Great. All right. So this first one is by username Honeydew Tragedy. Octopus blows up half the moon and then teaches middle school kids how to kill him.
Okay, wait. Okay, so there's something... a turn at the end there, Thomas.
I know this. I know this is an anime, but in Watchmen, isn't there something with like the moon and little squids or something? Doesn't it start raining squids a giant squid coming?
Yeah, there is a squid thing in Watchmen. I believe that you are correct, but is it on the moon, or are we thinking of Dr. Manhattan on Mars?
Maybe, but I was going to say this might be like they know that that's in the zeitgeist, so they're playing, they're like blowing it up. Like here's a bigger version of that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So you think the anime came after Watchmen, not vice versa?
I think we're guessing whether this is real or fake, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess this is fake because I think they saw that in Watchmen and they're like, what if, let me just make this more dramatic. So I'm going to say fake.
The fact that it takes place at a middle school is enough for me to say that this is real. I feel like a lot of anime has to take place at like a middle school with like an octopus. This is real. This
He teaches them how to kill him. That's how it ends.
Teach him. Yeah, he teaches them how to kill him.
I want it to be real.
It is real. It is called. It is called Assassination Classroom. And
yep.
That is the name of this anime.
Assassination.
I found the first anime I'm going to check out.
Yeah. This is literally my reaction anytime this gets told to me that one of these is real. I'm
Siri,
always like, oh,
order all the weed and
order all the weed.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.